These four things are important when wholesaling properties involving real estate agents. I love, love, love real estate agents. But the popular news out there is that they are any. Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of myempirepro.com. These four things are important when wholesaling properties involving real estate agents. I love, love, love real estate agents. But the popular news out there is that they are enemies to wholesalers, okay? That's because you keep calling yourself a wholesaler. You're a real estate professional, you're an investor, you're a marketer, okay? Wholesaling is just one of many things that you can do. Yes, all without having to need a license. You don't need a license, okay? Depending on how you approach the business. If you're approaching the business acting like you're a realtor, trying to represent people, trying to sell properties publicly out there, then yes, you will have to deal with the laws and legislations and stuff like that. But if you follow our lead and understand that you're an investor, then there's no one that can ask you that you need a license. It just doesn't make any sense. Wholesaling is just it's a type of trade, okay? It just means you buy something cheaper and you sell it cheaper so you can move a little bit faster. You find really good deals and you flip it to people that are willing to buy discounts. That's not a crime. That cannot possibly be a crime. It's impossible, right? So it depends on how you look at it. But if you're showing up in the marketplace and you're acting out and there's a lot of people that are abusing the game and being messy, then you can expect that, you know, legislators will come in and try to regulate the game. But it's not the end of the story. But let's talk about it today. So these four things are very important when you're engaging real estate agents, because real estate agents, they have two languages, okay? Close deals, make money, pay them commissions, you know, client and commission, C&C. That's what real estate agents understand. Anything outside of clients and commissions, you're basically wasting their time and you will end up being called a scam, and that's what you want to avoid, okay? So with that being said, this actual topic was actually inspired by a question. And I'm going to give you four, and those four things, okay? But let's dive in through the question so you can have a proper perspective on why I'm giving you these four tips, okay? Question, property under contract as a wholesale deal. Congratulations, right? That's a step towards a deal. I'm selling to a retail buyer and wholesale and closing with transactional funding. Transactional funding is money that people bring to the table that you can use for like about 24 to 48 hours to do a double closing, okay? And they make like a point, 2 points that you pay them. That means 1 or 2% of that money, but it's all factored into the deal. But if you need $100,000 right now to do a deal and give me back in 48 hours, that money is available, is a point, okay? Why? Because if I give you $100,000 in 48 hours, I have $101,000 or $102,000. Does that make sense? So it's like a very quick turnaround and I make a little quick money for using my money. It's called transactional funding, right? The problem is our buyer decided to hire an agent. The buyer hired an agent, interesting, okay? That went directly to our seller's agent to call my partner and I scams. Oh my God. So you have two agents, a buyer agent, seller agent. But the buyer agent is an afterthought. After they're dealing with you, they now called an agent, okay? And the agent called the agent. Oh my God, all right. So clearly, these agents are rookies. Only agents who are rookies will act this way, like go call another person. It's only agents who are rookies. Agents that are savvy in the business understand that, hey, money can come from anywhere, right? As long as we make sure no one is stealing, no one is cheating, and no one is lying, then it's all good. And as far as regulation is concerned, all those things can be tweaked. You can kick people out of the door and make them non-visible and they can still make money. How do I know? Because they generate leads. Sometimes they pay people to generate leads for them. And those people are not licensed and they make money from the game. How? By not dealing directly with the client. So if you're dealing with an agent, you have to let them deal directly with their client. And basically, you want to make sure you are showing up as a buyer, a customer, because the customer is always right. But if you find yourself in a situation where you have to explain what you're doing, like wholesaling, where the heart of finding deeply discounted properties, and then if you're finding yourself having to explain it's probably all wrong already, right? Okay, so it's as simple as, no, I have a property under contract. No, I'm going to assign the deal. If they don't understand those simple language, just say, no, it's not for you. Just have a good day. Just tell your client the house is not for them. And then you still own the right to the contract and you get them. But they call the agent directly. That means you're dealing with the house that's on the market. In this game, we try to stick with houses that's off market, okay? But even at that, there are four tips I'm going to give you to help you so you don't have to deal with this kind of craziness again. But let me continue to finish the question, right? And trying to block the buyer from putting money into escrow with the title company. Yes, because that's the buyer. The buyer is always right, right? It's a huge mess. It shouldn't have to be. You're wasting too much time with those people, right? I called her to clarify and the woman, yeah, you have to explain yourself. I called her to clarify and the woman hangs up on me, yells that I'm a scam, shake my head. The contract has been submitted to the title company for at least 10 days. Have you had this nightmare with working with agents? Not exactly, but I've had students who have, and it usually goes down to how you talk to them and your positioning. You have positioned yourself like a scam, and that's why they're calling you a scam. This agent could literally just verify by calling the title company. They're not going to do that. So these are the four things that you want to do, okay? The four things you want to listen. When an agent calls you and they tell, just listen to what they have to say. But when you listen, you need to find out what problem you can solve for them. That's always the key to this game. If you can't find a problem that you can solve, they say, you know what? I don't think this is going to work out. Just get off the phone with them. It's not worth it. I promise you it's not worth it, okay? But if you continue to dig in, then you're trying to sell them on working with you. Then they become the problem solver, and that's the worst position you want to be in. Number two, let go. Let go of the call if it's not fitting. Let go of the call. Get off the call with them. Don't waste your time with them if it doesn't fit into a problem you can solve, either for the seller or the buyer. But again, the buyer obviously already doesn't feel like she can solve the problem, so she called the agent. It's already wrong. Let go. Number three, pay up. If you do engage in conversation with the agent and you manage to engage in conversation, pay the agent. Pay them a nice, healthy commissions. Split your profit with them. It's better than losing out a deal by being greedy, okay? Just keep that in mind. Number four, pipeline. If you have a pipeline of lead generation, then you always have other prospects to go back to. You don't have to waste time. Step number two, letting go will be a lot more easier. You need to build a pipeline and focus on marketing to off-market deals, okay? And if you have an on-market deal, have an agent who will work with the agent. Pay the agent. Keep it simple. Pay the agent. You want to know how this works? Start by building a pipeline. You don't know how to build a pipeline? Go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, okay, and download this book absolutely for free. If you go there right now, I'll give you a bonus book, Real Estate Money Secrets, for free. Hopefully, you've been enlightened and educated. I will see you on the next one, and peace.